Now to tell us what it says in Friday's papers, Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Anya. Shameful and disgusted. Two one-word headlines over the two front-page stories in the Irish Daily Mirror. Shameful is over a picture of the mid-air crash in Washington and refers to Donald Trump partly blaming it on diversity hiring policies in the US Air Traffic Control Service. The word disgusted on the Mirror front page is over the photos of two young men, Joe Drennan and Kieran Fogarty. Kieran Fogarty drove into Joe Drennan and killed him in a hit and run in 2023. Joe Drennan's family said they were disgusted at the court's sentencing of Kieran Fogarty yesterday. The court had heard that just before he killed Joe Drennan, Kieran Fogarty filmed himself evading a Garda car in his high-speed vehicle, and he shared that video on social media. Yesterday in court, Fogarty was sentenced to 6.5 years for the killing. He was also sentenced to 8 years for another crime, shooting at a house in which children were playing. The Mirror reports that during the hearing, the judge had said that the two sentences would run one after the other. Then he corrected himself and said that they would run at the same time. Joe Drennan's father then stood up and said, "Sorry, Your Honour, does that mean that this fellow will not serve a day's jail for killing my son?" The paper says the judge, rising from his bench, didn't respond to Mr. Drennan's query and retired to his private chambers. The Star carries one of the strangest photos of the day. It shows a drone flying over Mountjoy Prison in Dublin with a fireball underneath it. And it really is a ball, because the drone was being used to try to smuggle drugs into the prison yard through a protective net over it. The paper says that criminals are putting drugs into basketballs, which they then cover in a flammable liquid and set alight in an attempt to burn through the net over the yard. Storm Éowyn, one week on, is still getting plenty of coverage. In The Times, Frank McNally reports on a new term for him, polling station, with one L. He's reporting about an Austrian electricity restoration crew working in Cavan, and they were waiting on a specialist machine from Donegal to plant the new 12-metre electricity poles at each polling station. And there's a magic tree in County Tyrone that the Belfast Telegraph is writing about. It's at the Bigmore Stone Circles, which date to the Bronze Age, and as well as being photographed thousands of times, the lone fairy tree is an ideal spot to watch the summer solstice from. The Telegraph says that the tree was badly damaged in Storm Éowyn, but that there's a chance it could be saved. The paper's editorial hopes that this will happen, as it doesn't want to see a little bit of magic seep from the world. As well as the storms, the other running story this week has been the gender imbalance in the new cabinet. Dave Slater, writing a letter to the Irish Times, says that if there were to be equality, every Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael female TD would be minister. No selection on merit would be possible. He says it's time for the voters of Ireland to get with the programme and realise that it's desperately important that we have more female politicians. One of those female politicians is being addressed in a column in The Independent by Mary McCarthy. She asks the new Minister for Education, Helen McEntee, to synchronise the finishing times of primary schools. She says, with small children herself, Helen McEntee should realise that for women, and Mary says it is still mostly women, the staggered closing times between junior and senior infants are disruptive. They are one other way, she says, that for women, maintaining full-time careers like politics is just too much of a struggle. And the Mail is writing about the difference in household burdens between men and women. The paper says that a British study has confirmed that women do carry more of the mental load of running a home, planning meals, arranging activities and so on. The scientific term is called cognitive household labour. The study also found that fathers believe that this mental labour is shared equally, while mothers disagree.
I think we leave that there. Thank you very much, Ronan Kelly.